to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bare him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Zidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet. And none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. Like that. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, get us out. Somehow he got away. That was their miracle. This is in Nazareth. Now he goes home to his hometown. Hometown reception. Here comes the Messiah, Jesus, home to Nazareth. Ha! Oh, what a day that must have been. They probably threw a parade for him. Nope. His custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. That was his custom. He would go to the synagogue, and as any man, according to the Jewish tradition, could request, he could go in and read from the law. He'd been doing this round about Galilee, right? He got a good reputation as a teacher. But he also had been doing his healings. We know that from the other gospel. So he goes and he opens the prophet Isaiah to chapter 61. And he reads the first two verses, but cuts it off in the middle of the verse. Oh, I should also add that to set at liberty them that are bruised is from Isaiah 58. So he compounded this quotation from Isaiah 58:6, also with 61:1-2. It's a compound quote. But he closed the book in the middle of verse 2. The next part of the verse says, And the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. He came to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, but not the day of vengeance, not yet. This day was this scripture fulfilled. And you got to wonder, when their eyes were on him, he closed the book, sits down, their eyes are all fastened on him. What is it? Is it his reputation? Perhaps. Is it because he read this funny, maybe? Maybe he said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I don't know. They're looking at him. They're judging him. And what's really in their minds more than anything, is this not Joseph's son? Isn't this Yeshua, Joseph's son? What is with him? Why is he acting so strange? These are people who knew him since he was a child, and they're looking at him and saying, What's the big deal? He's been getting a big reputation, and he comes home, and as far as we can tell, he's still the same guy. What's so special about him? And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, and he probably hearing their murmuring, says, You're going to say to me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. You know, it's a parable. Come down from the cross. He was able to save others, but himself he cannot save. That's not true, though. He had power to lay down his life, and he had power to take it again. People just didn't know that. They assumed he didn't have that power. They assumed he couldn't do for himself what he did for others. They assumed things they did not know. You know, they're going to want to see the same miracles he did in Capernaum here. You know, whatever we heard you do things there, they want to see the same thing. They want to see miracles. They don't want him to start preaching to them and saying scripture's fulfilled. He came back and he says, This is what's fulfilled. And it's sort of like an invitation, believe in me now, without doing any miracles, you know? And they're sort of hoping for some sort of sign, because familiarity breeds contempt. Anyways, he relates the story how in the day of Elijah, that's Elias here in Greek, the transliteration, but I like to just quote it from the Old Testament just so you know. If you have to look up Elijah with a J, you can understand that Elias is Elijah. And this woman of Sarepta, which was a city of Sidon, Tyre and Sidon, the ancient Phoenician cities, a Gentile city. So there was one widow he went to, and that was, you know, a Gentile. He's saying there were a lot of widows in Israel, but Elijah didn't go to them. And the implication is, you know why? Idolatry. They were being punished. They were worshiping Baal. And their king was evil. You know, and there were a lot of lepers in Israel, but in the days of Elisha, but none was cleansed saving Naaman the Syrian. Another Gentile. And not only that, one who was going to make war against Israel. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. They didn't like that at all. How dare you say such things? And so they wanted to throw him off the hill. Let's chuck him off the cliff. Let's kill him. So Nazareth, Jesus' hometown, place where they tried to do him in first. The first attempt made on his life recorded in the scriptures. And they came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. I mean, as an adult. Obviously, I know when he was a baby, they attempted, you know, Herod and all that. And he passed out through the midst of them and goes his way. Verse 31, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man, which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and heard him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went about into every place of the country round about. So we have Jesus. Now he's coming into Capernaum. Again, he's totally different reception. A prophet is not without honor except in his own country. No prophet is received in his own country. Familiarity breeds contempt, as they say. And it's true.